Good morning. 6:35 a.m. on July 15th, 2012. Awake? No, not really. I rolled over at 3:30. Said, no, not going to get up yet. Next time I woke up, it was almost 6, so I haven't been up very long. I've done my morning podcast at the class, and it wasn't very long either. So, yeah. Let's see. Yesterday's big news was that I got through the full second draft of Zyfiria's Call. So, I've got it out to a couple of beta readers now, but we'll probably start reading tomorrow to get it ready to go onto Patio Books. I'll need to get it out to a copy editor, but that shouldn't take too terribly long. I want to make sure I've got as many typos, etc., out of it before I do anything like put it into ebook format, lay it out for paper, or any of those other things. 1 mile in 17 minutes, 37 seconds. I'm cranking along this morning. I must be in a hurry. I am. I'm trying to think of what I'm going to write about today. When it gets time to be my 9 to noon work hours. I got the draft done yesterday. I'm trying to think. Usually if I just stand there and start going through it, I find stuff. Maybe I need to take a little break from it while the beta readers are working. Let it kind of settle a bit before I dive into the read tomorrow. So I'll have to get it in a format I can put on my Nook. That'll be something. I also have to do some audio editing. Maybe I'll take care of that this morning, because I still haven't done that audio work that I need to do for Dan Sawyer. Perhaps that's what my work for the day will be. It's pretty low trauma. And I didn't miss a day all week last week. I had one day where I got only a half a day in because of children, but I did get a day in, and I did make my goal of finishing the draft before the end of the week. I do have to do grading, but that shouldn't take too long. And my school teaching shouldn't come out of my writing time. That writing time needs to be for production work. So, what to do? I need to make a loaf of bread today. Yay! The loaf I made 2 days ago is almost gone. It'll be pretty much gone with breakfast this morning. And the kids made me buy a loaf of store-bought bread because they just didn't want to mess with the homemade stuff. I don't blame them. It's kind of messy. I have to break out the vacuum cleaner and vacuum under my chair because, it's a bit crumbly. Comb it out of my beard. So, yeah. After yesterday's frenetic pace, I'm feeling kind of, woo. What I'm really feeling is not quite awake, excuse me, while I yawn. It's kind of sticky, as it normally is this time of day. Quite humid. It's a beautiful day, high thin clouds. Heard a lot of birds earlier. weigh-in this morning. I was down a bit, which is good. I have 6 more days to get down a little bit further. I need to lose a pound. Actually, I need to lose 2 pounds. Might not make my goal this week. That's right. On average, it will have been 3 weeks since I started the weigh-ins again. And 3 weeks I need to be at 195. I'm already under that. So, good. Good average. Yesterday's diet didn't go well. I'll make up for it today. But yesterday was yesterday was a haphazard day. I got some small corn tortillas, and unfortunately they count, I thought they would count as whole grain, they count as refined grain, but they're very low in calories. I can eat 2 of them for the calories that I get in 1 slice of bread, and they're quite tasty. They're a little, don't quite have the right flavor for me. I'm not quite sure what the problem is. I don't know if it's because they're store-made or what, but they don't have the right... I suppose if I heated them on a griddle and toasted them a bit, that might help. But for some reason, I came up really short on protein yesterday, in part because the salmon fillet that I had tucked aside for tonight's dinner had gone bad, so I had to substitute at the last minute. And did not substitute well and wound up short. Still had 1,500 calories at the end of the day, so it's not like I'm starving myself to death. I did get my fruit and my vegetables. My milk. So we're doing good. I did talk to Abby about the problem with the tabs, Allie, about the problem with the tabs opening on a new page, on every page on the website. And she's going to address that. We've had a couple of people complain. Anita was the first. Actually, I was the first. And then Anita was the first one not aware of the situation who brought it to our attention, and then had another one the other day. So I talked to Allie. She'll work on it on Monday and we'll get that repaired. I think the buy links, so if we open to a book itself, that one will open in a new page so that you can keep track of it. But every page won't open a new tab in your browser, which is really how I think it should go. The other way is sort of, it feels to me a little bit cheesy. Allie convinced me to give it a try and see what people said. And what you've said is basically what I thought you'd say, which is, we don't like this. So, thank you, Anita. Let's see, what else? We get the next book going. I do feel like I need to have a little break, though. Maybe I'll work on audio. Maybe I'll write something completely different, just to break things up. I've been thinking about writing Pip's story, the Lois McKendrick years from the other side of the bunk. Though that would require three different books from three different people, I think. I've often thought about doing the rest of the story. The difficulty with Ishmael Wong in that he's an unreliable narrator, and he's first person point of view throughout. So you can only hear what he wants you to hear, and he can only say what he sees. And he hasn't told you everything, so it makes it appear, particularly in the first three stories, the first three books, it makes it appear that he's kind of the hero of his own life. And the reality is, he's really kind of a ditz. But it looks like he's the hero of his own life, because to him, he is. And I think to all of us, we are, which is why I did that. Terry Mixon would give me hell for violating the promise to the reader, but I'm sorry. I didn't promise the reader anything. So today is half past July. I have 6 weeks to September 1st. And that's when Captain's Share is supposed to come out. Okay. Just trying to orient in my brain here how this is going to work. Because we got to get those books in shape for a September 1 release. I probably better write to Robin tomorrow and see what she's up to. Because I haven't heard from her since I sent her off the first draft back in June. I'm walking and not talking. I've done that a lot this morning. I spent maybe 5 minutes doing the podcast for the class and then just walked. It's one thing that this month of teaching does that it makes me really focus, and that's I don't have a lot of thinking time. The daily podcast where, you know, I talk to you guys every day, that's fun. That's good. It's an opportunity for me to formalize my thinking, at least enough to say it so that I can figure out whether or not it's true. But that first mile, not having that first mile to think in, because I'm using it to teach the class with, it's beginning to build my my reservoir of thinking is a bit shrunk. I didn't even put in earbuds for the lawn mowing the other morning. I just went out and mowed the lawn. I was feeling a bit too plugged in, which is an interesting segue into something that I've been having a discussion on Twitter and marketing, Twitter tip a day. And there are a lot of people who really don't understand how Twitter works or what it's for or anything. And one of the authors that I'm talking to, they asked, one of the questions was this long, convoluted, you know, how do you manage to, you know, talk to people and have significant conversations and have things to say and not spam people and yet have conversations in only 140 characters. And it was like, really? So I wrote back and said, well, you know, it's probably not the answer for everybody, but for me it boils down to a really, really simple rule, and that's be real. And that's all I said. Be real. And he wrote back and said, okay, can you tell me what this is? Because by be real, if I'm going to be real, I'm going to turn the computer off and go outdoors. And it's like, you're a writer, an author, a student of the human condition who wants to tell believable stories about believable characters in believable settings that are engaging to your audience, and you don't know what be real means. And I'm sitting there thinking about this, and it's like, you gotta be kidding me. But the truth is, he really doesn't. And it's in part because of this problem that we have, and I get all the time with students too, that the computer-mediated channels, which are called virtual, are also believed to be synonymous with unreal. So it's not really communication, it's simulated communication. And that's the problem. Because we have this idea that virtual means simulated. In a certain context it does, but in another context it means something very different. And I've probably talked about it before, but virtual in this construct is only mediated by computer. That's its definition, virtual, mediated by computer. So a virtual conversation is a conversation that's mediated by computer. People who are using Skype as a virtual phone call, they're using computer-mediated communication for voice. So it's important to understand that this computer mediation really is the key, and that computer mediation only refers to the channel. It doesn't refer to the people on either end. It doesn't refer to the meaningfulness of the communication or having a virtual conversation right now, although it's rather one-sided. But I'm pretty sure I'm real, as real as I can be. And I'm pretty sure that you folks out there listening are real. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not being monitored by bots somewhere and spewed back or something, I don't know. So I wrote back, and he wanted it in 140 characters. Could I explain it in 140 characters? And so I sent him about five statements that were each 140 characters long. One of them was, if you talk to your mother on the phone, is it real? And only the channel is virtual. People on either end are real. So, and the last one was, these are all under 140 characters, and I don't know if any of them will help you. So, yeah, anyway. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck, I'll be awake then, and I will talk to you then.